So we got to the bottom of Sama Hakim on the Bez. We're just finishing off the topic of Los Tishkat al-Chametz, the Isser of Shechita, while one of the members of the Chabur have Chametz. So the Gemara on the bottom, five lines from the bottom, Urmini, Gemara quotes from a Braisa, Shochet is a Pesach al-Chametz over below Sase. Someone who shechs a Pesach while having Chametz violates an Isser deraisa. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Afa Tamid, even if you shech the Tamid on Erev Pesach while having Chametz, is also a violation of the Isser deraisa. Amrulo, the Tanakhama says to Rabbi Huda, Lo Amru El Pesach Bavad. It's not true. Tamid, if you shech the Tamid, it's not Bechlal the Isser. This Isser only applies to the Karba Pesach. Amasai, when is this true? When you violate the Isser? Bizman Shiesh Le Shochet or Le Zorek or Le Echa Mibnei Chabura. Only if either the Shochet or the Zorek or one of the members of the Chabura have Chametz, so that's when there's an Isser Shchitas Pesach. If someone anywhere in the world has Chametz, Ein Zakaglo, it's not your responsibility, there's no connection to you, you obviously won't violate the Isser, only if someone from your Chabura or the one doing the Avodah for you. Ve'echad ha-shochet, ve'echad ha-zorek, ve'echad ha-malik. Whether the person does shchita, whether the person does zrika, whether the person does malika. Malika is when the Kohen would take his fingernails from his pinky and slice the slit the neck of the bird. Ve'echad ha-maz, the person who would then do the smear the blood of the bird, so that also would be chayiv. You would violate the Isser of shchita, even though it's not shchita, but these are all essential avodos. Aval ha-komet is ha-mincha, someone who takes some of the mincha we spoke of yesterday, some of the flour, and puts it onto the mizbech, ain't over below saseh. That's not subject to the Isser.
If you have chametz. If you have chametz.
Yeah, if you have chametz and you do any of these avodos, which avodos are going to be done if he has chametz or the b'nei chabur have chametz? Again, Haval Komet is a mincha ain't over below sasei. However, Hamakdir es ha'emurin, someone who is makdir the different limbs of the animal, ain't over below sasei. So different avodas are subject to it, different ones are not. So the Gemara says this is a kasha malika amalika. Because the braisa we just presented said a person who does malika on Erev Pesach while having chametz is subject to the Isser deraisa. The braisa we saw at the end of yesterday said malika is not subject to the Isser deraisa. That's the Gemara says also that the kasha haktara haktara. In this case, the braisa said haktara is not subject to the Isser deraisa. Yesterday we saw the braisa that says haktara is subject to the Isser deraisa. So how do we deal with this stira? The Gemara says, v'latamech, to your very reasoning, tikshe lechi higufa. This very braisa has an internal stira to it. The kasani, the beginning of the braisa says lo amru elo bepesach bevad. The only time you get you're subject to the iser lo sishchal al chametz is during the kar pesach. Then v'hadar tani. Then it goes on to say echad ha-shochet, v'echad ha-zorek, v'echad ha-molek. Malika only applies to a bird. The Karim Pesach does not have Malika. How then does the Tanakam in the beginning say it only Isser only applies to Karim Pesach? And then it says it also applies to the person who does Malika. So that's an internal steer. The Echad Amazim, which is also a Navoda, which applies to a bird only. So the Tanakam, the Brisa seems on one hand it only applies to Pesach, but then it extends it to other things that are not the Karim Pesach. So Ella the Gemara says, Havaha Rabbi Shimon. No, both of them are Rabbi Shimon. Malika amalika lokasha. So Rabbi Shimon, we saw in the Mishnah already, extends the Braisa also says that on Erev Pesach it applies to different dinim versus the Chol HaMoed. Meaning, amalika amalika lokasha kan barbasar kan bechol shamoed. So one case is talking about Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, the only Isser is the Karban Pesach. That's what the beginning is referring to. That's where the Amru lo Amru el Pesach Bevad. It only applies to Karban Pesach. That's in reference to Erev Pesach. But then when it refers to the other Karbanos, Echad HaMolik, Echad HaMazah, that's in reference to Chol HaMoed. The rest of the days of Pesach, all other Karbanos are subject to this Isser of Lo Sishchat al Chametz. Then the Gemara says, V'idi, V'idi, Rabbi Shimoni, Haktara, both of them are Rabbi Shimon, then Haktara, Nami Lokasha, that's also not Akasha. Tanaihi, there is a machlokas tanaim how to understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Deika de makish haktara l'shchita, vika de man de lo makish. So does Rashi explain here? Rashi says tanaihi, hani tarti stami. These two stam brisos, which seem to argue with each other whether haktara is subject to this or is not. Tanaihi valiba de Rabbi Shimon. There's a machlokas tanaim how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Mar makish haktara l'avodas hadam. Holy Yeshu Baha Alanas Emurim. Umar Lesla Esa Akesha. The Shita Kamarachmana. The Zrika Dimisrabi Behedia Midam Zivchi Avaktaralo. So Rashi points out is, which avodas are subject to the Isser, which ones are not subject to the Isser. So when it comes to Shechita, the Pasuk explicitly says Shechita is part of, which avodas? Shechita, the Pasuk says, explicitly is subject to the Isser. How do I know Zrika? The Rashi refers to, Zrika is also a special lima that Zrika is also included. So there's Zrika and Shechita. Malika for a bird, Rashi doesn't say this here, but Malika on the bird is the same exact thing as a Shechita. Shechita is in a behema, so Malika is the same thing for on a bird. So Malika is also subject to the Isser. And Mazeh, which is taking the blood of the bird, rubbing onto the Mizbeach, that's the same thing as Zrika. Zrika is the dam for the behema, Mazeh is the dam for the oaf. So all those are included. The only question is, what about Haktara? Haktara is not learned out from any drasha. So that's the machlokas, whether or not you can learn based on a hekesh, can we be makish hakadara to shechita or not? There is a hekesh where the Torah seems to connect it to, but that's the machlokas, whether that's a good hekesh or not. And that's the machlokas. Hekesh is when two words are next to each other in the psukim, whether or not you can learn one from the next. Hekesh means to be, you know, the kasher between the two of them. Okay. So then Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaTamit. So the Mishnah said that Yehuda says not only is the Karim Pesach, if you shech the Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach, are you subject to the Isser while having Chametz, but even if you shech the Tamid and Erev Pesach as well. So what's the source? My time with Yehuda. What's the reason? What's the source? So Amar Lecha, Zivchei, Pasuk says, what do you mean Zivchi? I think Pasuk is Zivchi. Zevach haim yuchal li umay new Tamid. Zivchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, my Zevach, what's the Zevach? What's unique and special to me? The carbon tamid. The carbon tamid is brought twice a day for me, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zivchi, that comes to include also the carbon tamid. So the Achronim point out, so once Rabbi Yehuda says Zivchi, where's the pasuk here? Lo sizbach ha-chametz dam Zivchi. Don't shech the chametz on my tamid. So once Zivchi means the carbon tamid, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the carbon Pesach is included as well? Now that we're interpreting Zivchi means tamid, it doesn't mean the carbon Pesach. So a few answers are given. So Tosfos Yontif says the word Zevach means Pesach. Zivchi comes to, the extra yud comes to include the carbon tamid as well. Tzlach says the continuation of the pasuk is the lo yolin hachelev chagi ad boker. Chagi is a reference to the carbon Pesach. So the beginning of the pasuk is referring to Zivchi, that's a tamid. The second half of the pasuk chagi is a reference to carbon Pesach. The whole pasuk is meant to be learned together. So we see, since the end is carbon Pesach, the beginning is also going to include carbon Pesach and the Isser of Lo Sishchat as well.
Sorry, because I didn't check it so much. These pesukim are not in the specific part of Pesach.
These pesukim are mentioned in two places. One, I believe, is in.
But like, is it in the context of Pesach? That
I think one's in Mishpatim. That's true. Shmos Chav Gimel sounds like Mishpatim to me. Mishpatim, then the Mishpatim, I think it talks about there. There are few psukim we actually read on Yom Tovim. Have few psukim of Yom Tovim. So it mentions it. But even if it's definitely talking about Erev Pesach, you're right. But which carbon is subject to Erev Pesach? Now it would seem obvious, carbon Pesach. And no one thinks Karim Pesach is not subject to it. The only question is, how do you know it? Based on once we who says Zivchi, what's
once
the source?
Once you know it, what's the source?
Exactly.
We said by Karim Pesach that you're over if one of the Bnei Chabura have a Chametz. How would it work for the Tamid? Who is the one who has to have it in the production to be?
Good. So according to Rashi, Rashi is the one who said all the Bnei Chabura. Well, actually, if anybody has Chametz, you're right. Question is, who gets the Avera? How would that work for carbon tamid? So maybe if anybody in the world has chametz, any member of the tzibur has chametz, that's a good question. L'chor, yes, l'chor you would say that everyone's considered the bow of the carbon tamid. That's what we saw at Tosas earlier in the fifth parak that said that habamina, the fourth parak, that had the habamina that there should, the Yushalmi, that there should be an iser malach every single day for everyone. Why? Because the day you bring a carbon is considered a yomtiv for the person themselves. The Gemara has a habmina. Well, since the Talmud is brought every day on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, so there should be a yomtiv and there should be an Isser Melacha every single day. The Gemara says it can't be true because v'asafta d'ganecha, you have to gather. And if there's an Isser every day, you can never do any Melacha in the work. But that sounds like everyone is considered the Baal of the Talmud. So maybe anybody who has Chametz, the Shochet and the Zorik would be violated the Isser. Now, according to Rashi, who says the entire Chabur get the Isser Chametz, is that to say now the entire Klal Yisrael will get an Isser if one person in the world, one Am Haaretz, has Chametz? Will everyone get the Isser? I don't know, it's a good question. What to think about? Okay, says the Gemara further, Rabbi Shimon Omer about Pesach Bar Basar. So what does Rabbi Shimon say again? He held that on the 14th, now we're going back to, we thought we were done with Lishmo, Shalol Lishmo, we have a little bit left, just a little bit. So Rabbi Shimon says, on Erev Pesach, this was the klal, Erev Pesach, the only Isser is the Karban Pesach. During Chol Moed, everything but the Karban Pesach is Asser. If you shech the Karban Pesach, it won't be Asser. Right, it will not be an Isser, but everything else will be. So it all depends on Lishmo, Shalol Lishmo, all those different dinim. So Gemara wants to know my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason, Rabbi Shimon? I believe how do we know he extends it not only to Erev Pesach, but I think also to other karbanos, other during Chol Moed. So my time with Rabbi Shimon. Dechsiv zivchi zivchi. The pasuk, there are two different places it says zivchi zivchi, and trei zimni kari be zevach zivchai. So Rashi tells you do something interesting. And once in a while, the Gemara has an interesting drasha. They move around, shift around letters. So it says Rashi, zivchi, zivchi, trei zimne, trei kroik sivi. The two different psukim. Lo shishchad adam zivchi, it says, two places. Shakil yud dechad, take the letter yud from one of them. Dechad minayu, vishod de aidach, and put it, throw it onto the other one. Vikari bay, zevach. One place is zevach, which dahinu pesach. Vikari bay, zivchai, the shah is zvachim. Zivchai is plural. Zvachim. So now you have Zevach means Pesach, and Zvachim means all other karbanos are subject to the Isser. So my Hilchasa Pagina Rachmanim Yehadadeh. What was the reason why the Torah separated between the two? Below cause of Zivchai. Why didn't they write Zivchai all, you know, both places? Why Zevach for in Zivchai? L'meimar Bizman Dika Zevach Lo Mechayv Azvachim. When you have the Chiv, the Isser, Karban Pesach, which means Erev Pesach, there is no Isser for the other karbanos. Bizman the lekazavach, the times when there's no carbon pesach, which means during the rest of Chol Moed Pesach, then you're chayv azivchi, then you're chayv on the other zvachim, but not the carbon pesach. So this is the basis for Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Uvimoed lishmo pater. So he said, back to the Mishnah, just to remind us what the Mishnah said, so when it came to Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, only if you have the carbon pesach lishmo will you be chayv. But if you have the lishelo lishmo for the carbon pesach, it turns into a shlamim, as we should know by now. It turns into a shlamim, and you're pater. The rest of the days of Pesach, however, that if you shecht the carbon pesach lishmo, you're pater. But if you shecht it shelo lishmo, you're chayv, because it turns into a shlamim. And the other karbanos, whether it's lishma, whether it's shelo lishma, will be chayv, with the exception of a chatas. A chatas, shelo lishma, is not going to be subject to the iser. So the Gemara says, taima de shelo lishma. When it comes to the moed, the karban pesach and chal moed, you shecht the karban pesach and chal moed, shelo lishma, your pater, because it turns into a pesach, a shalman rather. So the Gemara is medaik. Time with the shelo lishmo, only because it was shelo lishmo that the Karban Pesach turns into a shlamim on Chol Moed. Hostama pater. But let's say you had stam, das. You didn't have any real intention. So let's say stama, pater. It's going to be pater. Vamai, Pesach v'shay mos hashana, shlamim have. The rest of the year, stam case, it's going to be pater. So again, why the Karban Pesach shelo lishmo chayv during Chol Moed? Because shelo lishmo turns into a shlamim. But let's say I just shechted the Karban Pesach stam, didn't have any intention, just stam. It seems meduyak that you're pater for it. So it sounds like, why are you pater for shechting a Pesach the rest of the year on the Chol Moed? Shouldn't it be Pesach b'shari mos hashana shlamim? It's going to be a shlamim, Havi. And a shlamim, you shecht the shlamim during Chol Moed, you're going to be chayiv if you have chametz. So we learn from here, Adar, since stama Karban Pesach does not turn to shlamim the rest of the year, Shmas Mina, this is a little bit of a hard concept, Shmas Mina, Pesach b'shari mos hashana boyakira. If you have a Karban Pesach that you separated, you designated for Karban Pesach. If you shecht it in my having in mind for shlamim, so that you could be oker, you could uproot the initial Pesach, Chaloshein Pesach, you could uproot to make it a shlamim, only if you have in mind to be ochre that initial shame. But stam, it stays a Pesach, unless you've done something to change it. You need to be doing akira. But a stam case, a Karban Pesach, that you set aside as a Karban Pesach, remains a Karban Pesach the rest of the year, unless you're dafka ochre.
And if you shecht it like that, it's pasul, or it's still considered shlamim that you can eat?
If you shecht it with the akira.
Without the akira, forget about chametz.
So without the akira, it's considered Karban Pesach. And a Karban Pesach, it would be a pasul shechting the rest of the year. Only if you're okir to only a shlamim. So Amar Rabbi Yechiya bar Gamda nizr kami piya chabura. It was like thrown from the chabura. I think it's just a phrase that v'amru kigon shehayu bailim tmei meis v'nitcham lepesach sheni d'stam l'shem pesach kai. He says, no, you're wrong. It's not true. It's not true that a stam pesach remains a pesach the rest of the year. This particular case, when the Mishnah is talking about why in the case did the Pesach retain the status of Pesach even in Chol Moed, even though when it was no longer Roy for it, because it's talking about a case where the owner of the animal was Tamei Meis. And what's the din of a Tamei Meis? A Tamei Meis cannot shecht on our Pesach. So he has a chiyuv outstanding to bring the Pesach Sheni. The chiyuv Pesach is not over for him. Everybody else in the Klal Yisrael, it's over. They shech the Erev Pesach. But this guy was Tamei Meis. He still has a chiyuv for another few days until the Pesach Sheni comes around. He's nidch in the Pesach Sheni. So for him, the stam elushim Pesach Kai. For him, the stam, his stam intentions are for Pesach Sheni. But anybody else, it's possible that stam will turn into a shlamim. You will not need an akira to uproot the chalos shemir Pesach the rest of the year. It automatically turns into a shlamim unless you have a chiyuv Pesach outstanding.
Carly Gamar could have made an implication from the Reish the opposite way. It said, "V'moed l'shmo pater and shlo l'shmo eschayit." So the Gemara is back, "Shlo l'shmo astama" means you're a pater also.
You could have said the shmo eschayit, the opposite.
Shmo is pater, so you see stama yechayit, you see that.
In that direction as well, right.
Usually the Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha," when you make contradictions.
Lach shmo, I mean, you can't learn from anything from here. Alamai, lecha l'shmuni nehacha, lecha l'mashmuni nehacha, or something, right. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay, it's a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says this is a very good Mishnah. It's lightens thing up a little bit. A lot of good lumdas here. We see what we get in there. We have 45 minutes or so, right? So the Mishnah says a Pesach nishchar b'shlosh kitos shenemar v'shochtu also kol kal adas Yisrael. Pesach is supposed to be shechted in three different groups. The pasuk says, Rav Mishnah explains, Kahal, Ve'eda, V'Yisrael. Each of them represent three different groups, and therefore it should be done in three different groups. Not everyone cannot go one time, but all have to be separate. So Rashi says, in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, HaPesach nishchat b'shlosh kitos, Pischei Tzibur. The karbanos of the Tzibur, karban Pesach of the Tzibur, Bein She'at Tzibur Mu'atim, whether or not, even that it's a very small tibur, and it's possible the entire tibur may fit into the azara, they could all do it in one shot, still nonetheless, it's supposed to be done mitzvah lechalik l'shlosh kitos zu achar zu. It's still a mitzvah to separate the two. So Rav Yeruchim Fischer Perlau was an amazing sefer. He wrote on the sefer mitzvahs of the Rasag, Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon he counted the 613 mitzvahs in a very poetic style, very unclear what he meant by each line. So Rav Yeruchim Fischer Perlau goes on this sefer of the Smag, Rasag rather, and explains what the mitzvah he's referring to, and goes on to these extremely long essays. He has three huge volumes on the Rasag. So in there, he talks about, he's medayik from Rashi. Rashi says mitzvah lechalik. There's a mitzvah to lechalik, lechatchila to be mechalik. But b'dieved, one need not separate the three. It's okay if one does all of them in one shot. However, the Rambam writes, it sounds like a deal from the Rambam, if there are not enough people to do three kitos, let's say there are only 10 people in Klai Yisrael, Rahman al-Tzalan, let's say only 10 people, so then he said, l'chadchila, they should not do it. It sounds like from the Rambam that the three kitos are ma'akev the din. If you can't accomplish three, better not to do the Karban Pesach. Now there's a discussion in the Achronim that whether or not in Pesach Mitzrayim, remember in Mitzrayim they did a Karban Pesach, they all took a goat, tied it to their bed, and they did a Karban Pesach. Was there an obligation to do Gimel Kitos in Pesach Mitzrayim? That's the Shaila the Achronim deal with. And the Mechilta, which is in the Medrash on Shmo, says that they did separate into three groups when performing the Karban Pesach. However, the Har Ephraim, who is a Perish on the side of the Medrash, says that, I don't understand. The din of Karban Pesach and Mitzrayim, they didn't go to a Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have a Mishkan to bring the Karban Pesach. What do you mean they went in three groups? Everyone did in their backyard, their own personal Karban Pesach. What kind of three groups were there? There was no location to even go for three groups. So they quote from the Yerushalmi. I'm not really sure, very unclear what this means. But somehow they say the call of Moshe was so powerful, it went throughout Mitzrayim, that somehow the call of Moshe created different encampments in the area, which allowed for some Mishkan type of din, where they would go to this area and bring the Karban Pesach in three groups. That's what they say based on the Yerushalmi. Again, I really don't understand what it says, but that's how they try to get out of this Mechilta. However, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, no, why would they do three Kitos in the Midbar, in the Mitzrayim? There's no place for it, there's no need for it. And the Tosfos Yom Tov actually argues in the Medrash and says that there were not three Kitos done in Pesach Mitzrayim.
And we learned that there has to be 10 people per Kita, right? Because of Adas.
Right, the Gemara is going to say that. We'll get there. Exactly. But Gemara later on will say, how did we learn out exactly 10 people or not? 10 people, how it works out like that. So the Gemara says, Mishnah rather says on, Nichnasa Kasarishona, the first group comes in, Nismala Hazara, the Zara fills up, all the people pack in there. Nalud Lasos, the door is locked. Hazara. So then what do they do? Tiku vihiru v'tiku. They build a shofar, they do a tekiah, they do a tru, they do a tekiah. Excellent, fine. So now the kasha, the achrim deal with is as follows. They say the doors were closed when performing the Karban Pesach. So beautiful kasha, Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnah asks this kasha. Remember all the way back to Erevin, last Masechta, the beginning, Beis Amin Aleph, I think. It talks about the din of the shlomim cannot, you cannot bring the carbon shlomim until the dlosos are opened up. The doors have to be opened up for the shlomim to be kosher. If the doors are closed, the shlomim is possible. So how could you close the doors here at Karban Pesach? That's his kash. So maybe you're going to say, what do you mean? That's shlomim, this is a Pesach. So shlomim has the din of the doors being closed, Pesach, sorry, of being opened, and the Pesach has the din of the doors being closed. They're very different. Doesn't work, because there are cases later on, the Gemara talks about, let's say a person thinks, he's not sure, he's a suffix, whether or not he brought the Karban Pesach. He doesn't know if he has to do it. So, you can't bring a second Karban Pesach, because that's Chulun Bazara. There's an Isser Deraisa, or Isser Derabanan Machlokas, whether bring Chulun Lazara to the base of Mikdash. So if I'm not obligated to bring a Karban Pesach, I can't bring a second Karban Pesach, so what do? You make it tonight. Make it tonight. If I have to bring a Karban Pesach, this is my Karban Pesach. If I already brought my Karban Pesach, I'm going to bring a Shlomim. So now you have the Safek case. Well, what do you do about the doors? If it's a Karban Pesach, you're supposed to close the doors. If it's a Shlomim, you have to leave the doors open. So what are you supposed to do? So Tiferes Yisrael doesn't know. He has this beautiful kasha, and he answers as follows. Perhaps the din is that when it comes to Karban Pesach, l'chachila, the doors are supposed to be closed. But b'di'evet, you could leave them open. So in the case of a Safek, it's b'di'eved, better to leave them open because the shlomim is possible if the doors are closed. So shlomim, you leave them open. And for the Karban Pesach, b'di'eved, you're yotzei with the doors being open. That's one. Or he alternatively answers as follows, you close the door but left them open partially when it came to the Karban Pesach. So since they're open partially, you're still yotzei the shlomim. That's what Tiferes Yisrael answers. The Tiferes Yaakov, I'm not sure who the Tiferes Yaakov is, he says no. They're complete different doors we're talking about. Here the Mishnah says Dlosos Hazara. The Gemara in Erevin says Dlosos HaHeichal. Heichal was the entrance to further into the base of Mikdash. The Hazara was outside, further out. Two different doors. It's not Akasha. So when it came to the Shlomim, the Dlosos HaHeichal have to be open. When it came to the Pesach, the Dlosos HaHazara, different location, have to be closed. And not Akasha at all. Okay, so then the Gemara talks, so we just said the Mishnah says the mitzvah to blow the shofar. So the Machlokas exactly how many, Gemara in the end of Sukkah, the Machlokas Rashi Tosos, how many tekiahs and shuras one's supposed to blow during this process of the Karban Pesach. The question is, where's the source? Where do you find that you're supposed to do tekiah, shura tekiah, any of the tekiahs during the Karban Pesach? So the Sifri, the Medjish, on Bamidbar and Tvarim, says based on the pasuk Yom Simchaschem of Moadechem, the pasuk goes on to list the number of the karbanos, means which one. So the Sifri says that the words Va'al Zivchi in the pasuk means Pesach. Al Zivchi says the pasuk you're supposed to be misameach, how you misameach with the shofros, with the chasotros, so you misameach during the Karban Pesach, that's the source. Tosfos Rit says no, there's a din that every single Karban Pesach, sorry, every single Karban Sibur rather, requires tekiyos, shuras, tekiyos, it requires the shofros. So Karban Pesach is no different, because Tosfos Rit assumes the Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibur. We spoke a couple days ago that there's a machlokas whether or not Karban Pesach is a Tzibur, or Karban Pesach is a Karban Yachid, and some say Tudinim, some say it's really a Karban Yachid with certain aspects of a Karban Tzibur. But that's the machlokas, exactly what the source is of blowing the shofar during. Okay, back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, first wide line in the on the page, HaKohanim Omdim Shuros Shuros, they would stand in rows. Ubiyadeim b'zichei kesef, they would have golden kalim. Ubazichei zav and golden, sorry, silver kalim and golden kalim. Shura shakula kesef. Kesef, ones with the silver ones would stand in one line together. Vishura shakula zav, zav, and the other line with everybody with gold. They would have separate lines of gold and the silver. Lo hayu muravin, they would not mix up with each other. Lo hayu l'bazichei. So, I'm not sure why, who got the gold, who got the silver. I think they're just various kalim they needed to catch through Kabbalah. It didn't make a difference which ones were gold, which ones were silver. But if you had the gold, you had to go on the gold line. If you had the silver, you had to go on the silver line. And you couldn't mix the two. And different machlok is why the reason you couldn't mix between the two. Pashut is because it doesn't look as nice, the Rishonim say. It doesn't look nice when you have gold and silver mixed together. It looks much nicer when you have a gold row and a silver row. So then the Mishnah explains, Lo hayul bezichen shulayim. They didn't have a bottom of the flat bottom so you could place them down. They didn't want them being placed down, because if you were to place down the kalim, which these kalim were used to catch the blood, shema yanichum v'ikari shadam, you might place them down. The kari might place on the floor, and then the blood's going to congeal and become solid. You wouldn't be able to do zrika. So it had, I guess, a narrow bottom where if you put it, it would spill. So they wouldn't put it down on the floor. So what would they do? So now that's the setup. Shachot Yisrael. Yisrael would shech the Karim Pesach, the Kibla Kohen, and the Kohen would then catch it. So the Rashi says, Shachot Yisrael, this is second Y line down in Rashi, Shachot Yisrael im yirtzeh, if he wants to. Sheshchita ksheir bizarim b'chol karbanos. So we said yesterday already, the Shechita, you asked this question, I think yesterday, David, that the Shechita can be done, Ideazar, a non-Kohen is allowed to do the Shechita. Nothing else, but just Sheshchita. So why does the Mishnah say Dafka Yisrael? Rashi just points out, if he wants to. He's just letting us know. What the Mishnah is telling us, if he wants to, he could shecht it. The Sfas Emes actually says he should, the Yisrael should do the Shechita, because you need so many Kohanim to do all the other Avodos, the Kabbalah, the whole Lach, the Zrika, all those other things, that has to be done by Kohanim, so allow them to be available, so allow the Yisrael to do the Shechita, this way more Kohanim are available for the other Avodos. The Ritva in Yuma says, no, even though we permit a Zar to do Shechita, it's still l'chadchila better to have a Kohen do it. So it turns out there's a machlokas, Rashi, Ritva, Rashi here, Ritva Yuma, when we say a Zar could do it, is that in the l'chadchila, or is that just a Rishus? Rashi sounds like, if he wants to, l'chadchila he's allowed to choose to. And Ritva says, no, we kind of try to convince him otherwise not to do the Shechita.
The ordinary Zar of the street knows how to do a kosher Shechita.
Only if he knows how to. Now the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Rov Shochtin, what's the line there? Rov Shechitim Eitzel Mum. Rov Mumchen Eitzel Shechitim. I forget exactly the line. But anybody who's doing Shechita, we have an assumption, a Rov, we can assume he's a Mumchen in a Shechita. So if he's doing Shechita, we assume he knows what he's doing.
In those days, it was different also.
Right. Okay, so then Gemara then says that the Kohen is a Mekabel, the dam, from the animal. Okay. No son le chavero.
People used to do Korbanos in the backyard, so they had to do Shechita anyway.
Well, not the Korbanos in the backyard. That was only during a 14-year period in the...
No, yeah. I mean before, during the Yom Kippur,
right.
And then afterwards again, he came back.
Right. But I imagine they must have done Shechita also probably in their backyard as well. Regular Shtam, Shechita Tzchulin.
And even when there was Yerushalayim Mitzvah, they weren't able to get rid of the Bamos. So for many, many years,
right.
People kept on doing
it. Yeah, even though it wasn't okay, but they still did it anyways. So the Mishnah says, "V'kiva Kohen, the Kohen catches all the dam. The notion of the chaver, he passes on to his friend who's a Kohen. The chaver, the chaver. They had a whole line here, passing the kalim until eventually got to the mizbech. Mekablas amalei umachzer zareken. So they'd go back and forth. They'd have two hands, of course. So one hand would be passing on the full ones, the other hand passing on the empty hands, and just switching back and forth with the Kohen next to going in two different directions. And then again, mekablas amalei machzer zareken." Kohen HaKarav Eitzel Mizbech, the Kohen who was closest to the Mizbech, finally made its way all the way over to the Mizbech. So then, Zorke Zrika Achas Kenegad Yesod, he would sprinkle one sprinkling of blood onto the Mizbech next to the Yesod. Now the Mizbech had this outer piece sticking out, which was called the Yesoda foundation, which kind of a step sticking out, which didn't go around the whole Mizbech. It started, let's say, I'm standing from the, the southern part of the Mizbech. Mizbech's in front of me. So the southern, southwestern corner started the Yisod. It went up towards the north, across towards the east, and stopped in the northeastern corner. So it covered that top left of the Mizbech from my perspective. So it had to be sprinkled somewhere on that part of the Mizbech, which had the Yisod below it. And I think Rashi explains how exactly this was done. Rashi says four Y lines down in Rashi. Keneged ha-yesod, Well, let's actually do the Rashi above. I think it's an important idea to know. Zrika achas, bebezach asmo zorik. You take the kli and throw it from the kli. Below matnas as best, but you don't stick your finger in and sprinkle it. She'ein l'cha carbon ton l'etzba, elachatas levada k'dichsib esba. This is a good cloud to know. The only carbon that requires sprinkling with the finger is a chatas. Any other carbon, you use the kli and you sprinkle it. But then there's a different types of sprinkles I think he speaks about. I thought it was here. Maybe it's later on. That there are two types of zrikas. One zrika is where you actually throw it and from the kli, and one is where you shvicha, you pour it from the kli. So I think the din of, when it comes to, I'm trying to see his Rashi, when it comes to Karban Pesach, you have to do a shvicha. Maybe it's later on. You're supposed to do a shvicha, I think you pour it, but you don't throw it when it comes to Karban Pesach.
But when it's saying to the Yesod, it's probably, because most Karbanos you're supposed to, you either have two or four zrikas, right?
Two or four.
In the corner.
Correct. The four in the corner, the two in the corner, exactly.
Right, but here it seems that there is no zrika, it's shvicha straight on the yesod. The yesod is basically where it, not in the corners, but where it flows down.
Right, so that's what Rashi says to, I guess, your point, next one, kineged ha-yesod. Beruchos shebemizrach shaya yesod tachtem, the different sides that had the yesod. Vizorik l'skifasu, you throw it on the higher part of it, where it stands up. You do sprinkle on the mizbech and it makes its way down, as you said, onto the yisod. You don't do it directly onto the yisod. You do it above the yisod, but it flows down to the yisod. Okay. Back to the Mishnah now. Yatsus abas kas rishona, the first kas leaves. V'nichsa kas shnia, the second one enters. Yatsa shnia, nichsa shlishis. But they go in and out. K'maisa rishona kach maisa shnia v'shlishis. Whatever was done in the first one, the same exact thing takes place during the second kas, during the third kas. Karus ahala, they would then do kriyas ahala, they would recite halal during the Karban Pesach. Im garmaru, let's say they completed halal, it was such a busy kas, it's hundreds of people doing it. So then they'd repeat halal a second time. Vim shanu, if they finished it a second time around, shalshu, they repeat it a third time. Afa pishal shilshu miyamim. However, there was never a time where they had to repeat it a third time. It was always enough to say it two and a half times at most. Rabbi Yehuda omer, miyamim shakas shlishis lo higiyo lahafti ki yishma Hashem. There's never a time where they even reached in the first time around. Again, the third group, the first time reciting Hallel, they would never reach even to the words of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem, which is not so far into Hallel. Why did it not get so far for the third group? Because that group of people were a small group of people. Okay. So then there's a big discussion here, a very famous brisker Rav, about this din of halal here. In general, there's a Maseches Pesachim is the place to discuss halal. There are one, two, three, four places, I think, in Pesachim that discuss halal. One of them is this Mishnah. They would recite halal. And there's a question, Machlokas Rambam, Ravid, Ramban, whether halal is a din deraisa, whether it's a divrei sofrim, whether it's a din derabban, and exactly the status of halal. It's a big discussion there. So the question is, who says halal when it comes to the Karban Pesach? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says six wide lines down in Rashi, Karu is a halal, akol kisos kai, referring to all the kisos, that the kisos, the members of Klai, so bringing the karbanos, were the ones to recite halal. You look over at Tosos. Tosos says, Karu is a halal, perish levim, which recite the halal, not the Yisrael. So it's very different what's the nature of the halal. There are two types of halals that Gemara Pesachim talks about. One halal is based in the Gemara really in Erechin, that you're supposed to say a shira while bringing the karbanos. The Levim sing shira. So that's why Tosus thinks, what's the nature of the halal? He thinks it's a shira like any other karban. That's why the Levim are saying it. Rashi thinks, no. There's a Gemara Pesachim that says, when they would eat the Karban Pesach, they would recite halal while eating the Karban Pesach. While eating it, not while bringing it. It wasn't a shir on the karban. It was a din when mekayim a mitzvah, when shaking lulav, when eating the Pesach, you're supposed to say halal when performing a mitzvah because of the simcha. Rashi thinks the halal here is not because of the shir ala karban, rather, it's the din of halal when reciting a siyas ha-mitzvah. Therefore, very different in nature. The Brisker Rav ends up learning that, I think, based on the Rambam, that there really are two dinim. The Levim would have recited, and members of Klai Yisrael. They would both recite it, but for two different reasons, from two different perspectives. Now, Tosus goes on. We have, I think, plenty of time. Do we have plenty of time? Let's do Tosus. It's very good Tosus. Let's do Tosus. Doesn't look like it, right? We'll get there. But I can't skip this Tosfos because it's a beautiful Tosfos.
Okay, go ahead.
So Tosfos says, Perish halal de tani betosefta, Yisrael shochlin es pischayim nuvim korin sahalal, mefurshe tosefta. Now, Kashulari, Risha the following Kasha. The Amina Beperk, Ein Narachin Be'erchin, Beketim Mevarchin, the Gemara says, Ein Omrim Shira Ela Al HaYayin. You only say Shira while bringing Yayin. When doing Yayin Nesef, when doing the wine libations on the carbon, that's when you recite Halal. V'hocha Chasina and Ika Shira below Nesachim. But when bringing the carbon Pesach, there are no Nesachim. So you see, you can sing Shira even though there are no Nesachim. It's a Kasha in the Gemara Nerchin. V'chein Hayu Makdishin Hazaras Be'beis Todos Beshir. Elsewhere, we also see that there's a Shir outside the context of Yayin. So Omer Ri re-explains the Hachi Perusha. Ein Omer Shira b'shas hakravas hakarbon. Ella al hayayin. When singing Shira during the bringing of the carbon, you would only say it when there's yayin. The mesameach al elokim v'anashim didar shle v'ikas shisia v'snipach haynu b'shas achila. Okay, what we end up saying is, just skip down to the last few lines of Tosfos about shelo b'shas hakrava. Here, it wasn't Shasa Krava, Hayu Omim Shira Shalo Al Yain Bekama Duchta. But it's not Shasa Krava. Here was while they're bringing the Karbanos, not necessarily being Makriv the Karbanos, but bringing the Karbanos, then you ain't a Hanan, you could find a Shira when bringing Karbanos when there's no Yain. But when it's doing Hakrava's Karban, then you need Dafka during the Yain. Okay, fine.
There were three Kitos, and basically the whole Am Yisrael was divided in three, or they had three, and then again three, and then again three.
They would come, first serve. So they didn't like count. Once the Zohar got filled up, they close it. And then again, second time, filled up, close it.
And that's what they said, that there was never more than 2.5 times.
Because the third time, back to the third time.
By the third kita, there wasn't enough people.
Exactly.
That's what they said, okay.
So how many people got in?
Okay. How many? Well, we'll see actually the next Gemara, Amr Beis, can talk about 1 year. They did a census. And how many people were actually in Klal Yisrael that given year? Well, it depends how many people are part of the Chabur. But we'll see. We'll see how many it's possible to bring. So the Gemara says now, we're in the Mishnah rather, finishing up the Mishnah here. Kimaseyu, that's where 1, 2, 6 lines from the bottom of the Mishnah. Kimaseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'shabbos. However, it was done during the Chol. Everything was done the same way on Shabbos. No change. Ella, the only difference is shakohan and madichin es azara. Shelo baratzon hachachamim. They wanted to. They had the little amma, like a little stream that would pass through the azara, and they would open up a little like faucet, if you will, and the water would come pouring out and wash all the floors. The floors were made of marble, so it would easily come off, and they would squeegee the floors, and everything would get clean. They did this even on Shabbos, and the Chacham were not very pleased with this, to do this on Shabbos. Rashi explains here.
But there was no Yisro Melecha, or was only connected directly to Korbanos?
And I think, no, there is an Isra Melech. I think the Gemara later on discusses what the problem is. The Gemara doesn't discuss it today. I think later on it does. It might be because eventually it makes its way over to the Ginos in the field outside. Uh-huh. It might be an issue of Zoray. I don't remember. So they weren't happy. They weren't. Other than that, everything else was the same as during the Chol. V'Yehuda Omer, Kos Hayam Mimali Midam HaTarobes. So they would fill up a kos, a cup, and fill up with the Dam HaTarobes, a mixture of all the different bloods of the different Karbanos, that were there, and then Zark Zuka Achas Agavim Mizbech, and then they would sprinkle one sprinkling on the Mizbech. Lo Hodu Lo Chachamim. The Gemara is going to explain exactly why Yehuda did this and why the Chachamim were against this. We'll leave that aside. And Ketad Tolnu Mafshitin. How exactly were they do the process of skinning the hanging and skinning the carbon Pesach? So Un Kolios Shel Barzel. They had some type of nails, pegs of barzel. Hayikvum mekoslim. They were stationed in the wall. Uvamudim shebehen tolin. Then they had pillars below them, and shebehen tolin mafshitin. So they would have these pillars, and they'd have a peg above it. They would hang the dead animal above on that peg, and they'd have pillar below, and they'd skin the animal completely while hanging. Now kol mishein lo makom litlo. Since there are a lot of people. Person who didn't have any place lit los v'lehavshi. They had no pegs. No pegs were left for them to skin the animal. Makelas dakim v'chalokim hayusham. They had these very smooth sticks that were there in the azara. Sham maniach al kisvo al kasif chaver. They had placed these rods from one shoulder to the other shoulder. V'tolo mash. Then they would hang the animal on this rod, which were again stationed on top of the two shoulders. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yud Dalad. If Erev Pesach shechal lios b'Shabbos. Let's say it falls out on Shabbos. And Rashi explains, okay, what's the problem on Shabbos? Top line, v'einu yachol l'sakin ha'makelos. You couldn't make these types of these rods going across, and the big machlok is exactly what the concern is of that, but let's just assume makib patish, if you will, or binyan. You're building something, you can't build on Shabbos, so what are you allowed to do? So then on Shabbos, meniach yodo akasif chavero, biyad chavero akseifo, you place your hands on your friend's shoulder, each other, now you have a strong rod made of your arms, and then you would use your arms, vitolo mafshit, you would then hang the animal off of your arms and skin the animal that way. Then the Mishnah is a bit gruesome, right? This was bad. There was blood flowing down. This is what it was, the scene. It was just blood flowing out. They're supposed to be knee-deep. The Quran were knee-deep in blood. This was Okay.
Bloody mess.
Exactly. So the Mishnah says, well, we really are running out of time. Karhu v'hotzi. They would then rip open the animal. V'hotzi es emurav. They would take out all the different parts of the animal. And nasnu b'magis. They would give it to someone who would begin to in a kind of plate of some sort. And then they would bring it onto the mizbech, all the different limbs. Yotza kasvishon. The first group would leave. Yoshua lo b'har bayis. They would go out and sit in the har bayis somewhere. Shainish, the second group would enter, and then they would leave Bechel. They would sit in a different part of the Chel, which was closer to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash, than the Harbais. Harbais was lower down, the Chel was a little closer. And then Hashlishish, Bimkomo Omedes, the third group would just stand in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashaycha, once it got dark, Yotzu V'tzalu Es Pischem. It was talking about Shabbos, so they couldn't leave, they couldn't carry on Shabbos, because Rosh Hashanah, discussion whether Yerushalayim is considered Rosh Hashanah or Carmelis, but they couldn't carry on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. They waited till nightfall, and then they went back home to roast their Pischem. There's one Ha'ara here, it says that Shlishis was Bimkoma Amedes. Everyone else was Yosheves. Why was the third one standing? They point out because they were remained in the Azara. And the Azara, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Malchus Beis David. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara other than Malchus Beis David. Everybody else must stand. That's why they had to stand. Other answers are given as well, but that's enough for now. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Ein HaPesach Nishchat El Begimel Kitel Shel Shloshim Shloshim. The Pesach has to be shachted in three groups, and in every single group, you needed 30 people. B'nei Adam, 30 people. My time, what's the reason? Kahal, V'eda, V'Yisrael. It says Kal, which means 10 people, based on what we're talking about from the reference to Korach. Eda is a reference to Meraglim. And Yisrael, I guess you learned that also means 10. So however, the problem was, Misaf Galon, I Bebas Achas, I Beze Achazet. So we have 10, 10, 10, 30. Did that mean you need 30 in one shot, or you needed 10 in three different shots? 10, 10, 10. Since they weren't sure, what did they do? Hilkach ba'inan shlosh kitos shel shloshim shloshim bnei adam. You need 30 people in every single of all three groups. Why? Divas achas ha'ika. If you need 30 in one shot, so you have 30 in one shot. Vika b'zacharzeh. If you need 30, I say 10 for each every one, so you have that also because you have 30 for each one. So of course, 30 includes 10 for each of them. Ha'ika. So hilkach b'chamishin. The Gemara concludes: if you have 50 people, na misage. 50 people is enough to be Mekayim this din. Why? The Aili Tlasin. You first have 30 people who enter. So you have 30 in one shot. And then of the Aili Asara, so then have 10 of them do it, and then 10 of them leave, and then enter another 10. And then Venafki Asara, Aili Asara, Venafku Asara. You have 10 come in, 10 come out, 10 come in, 10. So you have 30 people in one shot. So then, let's see how that works again. You have 30 people. 10 people do it, then they leave. 10 new people come in, so you have 30 again. 10 new people do it, they leave. And then another 10 people come in, and then all 30 do it at the end. So with 50 people, you've accomplished the din of 30 for each shot. That's the Gemara says. Now, Nichnasa Kasri Shona, the Gemara says, Itmar by Amar Ninalu Tanan, Rav Amar Nolan Tanan. When the doors closed, was it Ninalu? It closed on its own, there's a Nase? Or no, Noalan, they would close it. That's Machlokas, how to understand the Mishnah. My benayu, with some nafkamino, ikka benayu, the mismach anisa, whether you can be somech ananes. Rava says you can't be somech ananes, you have to know, I'll close it. And Abai says you can be somech ananes. Abai amar, ninalu tanan, kama da'ilu malu samchina ananisa. Abai says it closed on its own, so once enough people filled up, then it would shut on its own. Rava amar, noal in tanan, v'lo samchina ananisa. So that's Gemara just says out what we just said. What the Mishnah says, Vahatanan, Amar Yehuda, Chas v'shalom, she'akavya b'mehalel nisnada, she'ein, Chas v'shalom, that Akavya was put in Nidoy, was put into Cherim, Chas v'shalom, that happened, she'ein, azar, ninelas, alkal, adam, b'Yisrael, b'chachum, over yiras, ka'akavya b'mehalel. Now, the Gemara is talking about a different context, a different discussion, but they're saying, how could Akavya be put in Nidui. He was such a great individual that the Azara only closed because of how great he was. No one was like him. It was only through his great Chachma, his great Yerzechet, Kakavi ben Menalo. So how is it impossible that in another situation he was placed into Nidui? How are you to understand this Mishnah? So Bai Matar Tzlatame, Bai understands according to his reasoning. The Rava Matar Tzlatame, Rava answers according to his reasoning. Meaning, Bai Matar Tzlatame, Ein Bez. So Bai held that it was a Ninalu, closed on its own. How do you read the Mishnah there in Edios? Ein Bazar Bishash Ninalu Al Kodem, Bisrael, Bechachma, Ubiyaschait, Kakavi ben Menalo. There is no one in the Azara during the times when they closed. There is no one like Akavya ben Menhalel. Rava Matar Tzlatame, Ein Bazar B'Shah Shinoalanosa, Akar Yisrael B'Chachma V'Yir Aschet, Kakavya ben Menhalel. When they would close, and not when it was closed, but when they would close it, why they have to close it? Because there is nobody like Akavya ben Menhalel who is great enough to be a rely on an ace. And those are two different ways to read the Mishnah and Edos. Again, a slight variation, but just they have to read in different ways to support their understandings of the Mishnah, whether or not the door is closed on its own or whether they close the doors directly. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, all right, we have some time here, I guess. So there's a machlokas here, exactly Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, a slight machlokas, not such a big deal, but why exactly were the doors being closed? Why was there a nace of the door? What was the purpose of the doors closing on its own? So Rashi says, Samchinen Anisa, Becholz manche ein ninalin, malein, manichen osam likanes. So long as the doors were not closed on its own, you're allowed to enter. Velo chashinen dilma aili kulo v'ein kan shlosh kitos. So we're not concerned that everybody's going to enter and there won't be enough for three kitos. No, we're somich on the nace. So the purpose of the closing of the doors was to ensure that there are three kitos. That was the purpose of it closing. Rabbi Yechonal says, no, the purpose of it closing was so that people shouldn't squash each other, shouldn't trample each other. That was the concern. Rashi was for halachic reason, to allow for three kitos. Rabbi Yechonal says, no, for a very practical reason, so nobody, chas v'shalom, should get trampled. And that goes on to the very next Gemara now. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanon, me'olam lo nismaich adam ba'azara, never was there a case where somebody got trampled on. There's just one case that happened. Shehoya b'mei Hillel, it was the times of Hillel. Shenismaich bozakin echad, one elder, and you know, got trampled. V'hayu karen also Pesach muuchin. They would refer to that karen Pesach as the trampled, the squashed Pesach that year because of what happened. But that only happened just one time. Tanur Rabbanan. The Braisa says pam achas b'keish agrifis hamelach liten einav v'achlusi Yisrael. One time, Agrippus wanted to see how many, take a census of how many people were in Klal Yisrael. So Amar Leih LeKohen Gadol, he says to the Kohen Gadol, Tein Einechav B'Pischem, look at their Pischem, count them, see how many karbanos were being brought. So Nato Kulio Mikol Echad, he took one of the kidneys of each and every one, every Karim Pesach, V'nimtsu Sham Shishim Riboit, Zuge Klayos. Turned out there were 600,000 pairs of kidneys, which means 120,000 karbanos Pesach that were brought. Now, Kiflaim, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, double the amount of Mitzrayim. There's 600,000 people who left Mitzrayim.
What's the Hezbon again?
He took out
Shishim Ribo Zugei Chlayots,
right.
Meaning that 600,000 doubled.
So exactly.
1.2 million.
Yeah, 100. Oh, I'm sorry, right. I said 120, that meant 1.2, exactly. 1.2 million, yes.
So 1.2 million, they did Korban Pesach, in Erev Pesach, and they were able to do it.
But there's more. Listen, wait, not even more. Listen to this. Excluding those who were tamei, those who were far. So they're more than 1.2 million. Ve'ein l'chako pesach o pesach shelo nimnu alav yosim yasara. Each and every one had 10 people, part of each Karim Pesach, b'nei Adam. So that's now
so said,
12 million,
so
at least.
50 people, that's... got in 10.
No, that was the minimum. You can, the minimal amount of people, you could use 50 to accomplish the 30. That's
so
the lowest amount.
If you do a 3 kitot of 1.2 million, it's 400,000 people in one shot. The Azara was able to receive 400,000 people.
The Gemara says there's a Mamish Nisan that took place in the Beis HaMikdash.
Wow.
So, well, the Nisan, the Mishnah says, the Pirkei Avos says one of the Nisan was the, what?
With the animals.
No, but also remember, Yom Kippur, all Klal Yisrael, they weren't kidding. Yom Kippur, everyone wanted to flock to see the Avodah and Yom Kippur.
Right.
And Mishnah says there is a nace that when everyone bowed down Yom Kippur, you need more room to bow down, the walls expanded, and there's enough for all these. Now we're saying 12 million people to come and bow down.
What the connection to the wall? When you bow down, the guy in front of you doesn't move. So it was
nice. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, v'hayukorin also Pesach mu'uvin. They would call that Pesach like thick, a very dense type of Pesach mu'uvin. The Gemara asks, nato kuya, how can you take the kidney away from the Karim Pesach? Ha bay hakdir, you have to be makdir on the mizbeach. No, the hadar makdir. Now afterwards, they would then be makdir. V'ha ksiv hakdiru shelo yarv chelvav shazeb zeh. You can't mix. So you collect 1.2 million kidneys, and you offer them in mizbeach. You're not allowed to mix the different karbanos together. The hadar makdir hulu chada chada.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But each animal has how many kidneys?
Two.
So why do you have to multiply by two?
No. They counted 1.2 million. The Gemara just says they were pairs of. That's how they. I'm not sure why they did it that way. Turned out they were pairs of kidneys.
So there were four kidneys. Meaning.
No, they ended up being.
Each animal has two kidneys, right?
Right. No. They took out one from each animal. So they.
Oh, they only took one for each.
Yeah.
Animal.
So there were 1.2 million kidneys, but they just paired them together.
Oh, I understand. Okay. I thought that they took both kidneys, so I didn't understand why they were multiplying by two.
So I think animals have two kidneys.
I don't know. It makes sense, right?
But either way, they only took one kidney. So then the Gemara says again, so how can you take one kidney away? Don't you have to be makdir? No, after they took it, they were makdir. But how can you take 1.2 million kidneys and makdir them together? The Pasuk says, v'ikdiru, shelo yariv chalvav shoze b'zeh. You can't mix the different fats of the different animals together. Where it says, no, the hadar makdir luhu chada chada. No, they would sit there and do one kidney at a time individually. That's a long time of 1.2 million kidneys, one at a time. It probably doesn't take much for it to burn. You put it in, wait a few seconds until the next one in. But that's a problem also. V'hatani, the Brisa says, v'iktirom, you have to shech them together. Sheyehei kulok echad, you have to shech the whole carbon pesach, each one individually as a unit. Se'ela tvisa ba'alma, it's just a tvisa. They took the kidney. Then the shakal minayu, they took it. Ad the yahavin lei midachmina. Then the kohen took it. He held the kidney. He gave him a stick. He gave the kidney back and put the stick aside and ended up counting the sticks or something. Then the Gemara says, Kohanim om the shurus. They would stand in lines. So my time up. Ilei madil mashakli the dahava maile dekasva. If it's because why the gold stand here and the silver stand there, so why not mix them together? Because they're concerned the gold will make the silver clean, the silver will make the gold clean. Hachanami dil mashakli bar masan maile bar mai mea. It's an issue. What does Rashi say? What's the issue with taking the gold and the silver? Who cares about mixing gold and silver? So Rashi says somewhere. Rashi, Moridim Bekodesh. So let's say I have a gold and a silver and a gold and a silver. So I'm going to be taking the silver and passing off the gold. I'm being Moridim Bekodesh. Ma'alim Bekodesh. You're supposed to go up in Kedusha. So going from gold to silver, that's going down in Kedusha. We'd rather not switch such kalim together. Stick the gold line together and the silver line together. But the concern is Moridim Bekodesh. So this should also be in concern in terms of the weight, the size of the kalim. Why? The Gemara says again, Hachanami Dilma Shakil Bar Masin. You're going to take a 200 pound or a much heavier gold and mila bar mea, then you're going to take 100 pound, not 100 pound, doesn't make sense, it's too heavy, but you're going to take a lighter, a cheaper type of gold, that's also Moridim Makodesh. So the concern here is not Moridim Makodesh, Ela Dehacher Shabrit Tfeh. This is just a better way to do it. Why is it better to do this? So Rashi doesn't tell us, but this is why I said in the Mishnah, I think Rishonim say it's a much prettier way to do it. It's much nicer. Having a silver row of kalim and a gold row of kalim looks much nicer. Says the Gemara, "V'lo hayu labezich and shulaim." The kalim did not have any bottom to sit well. You had to hold on to it. Tanur Rabbanan, kol habezich and shebemikdash lo hayu shulaim. None of them had any. Chutz mi bezich elavona shalechem apanim. Only the bottoms of the bezichim, which was needed for the levona, the different frankincense they call it, for the lechem apanim. They're concerned if it had, let's say, a narrow bottom, and they were to place it on top of the lechem upanim, that sharp bottom would crack open the lechem upanim. They're supposed to be full. They'd rather have a flat bottom because you place the levona, I believe, on top of the lechem upanim. That was the reason that only had the flat bottom. Everything else had a narrow bottom to it. Says the Gemara, Shachar Yisrael v'kibla kohen. Lo sagi delav Yisrael hu. Only Yisrael is able to do the shechita. Nobody else. Why does the Mishnah Dafka say Yisrael is shochet it? he goof a kamashmal, and it comes to teach us the shchita bizar kishera. It's kosher. That's the chiddush to teach us the kibah kohen hakamashmalan the mikabala ve'elach mitzvah kuna. So to teach us the next thing, that from the kabbalah and on, that could only be done with a kohen. Then the Mishnah says nosna lechavero, you could pass it to the friend, and the friend to the friend. Shemas mina holacha shelob regel habi holacha. There's a discussion. Machlok is the Gemara in Tzvachim. One of the four avodos are halacha. Now, halacha is not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk. It's a limud. So this question, whether you could do this halacha, have to take place dafka, where the kohen has to walk it, he has to do kabbalah. They would shech, let's say, the ola and the tzafon, the northern part of the azara. They'd shech it there, then a kohen would be mekabbalah. And then he had to walk over to his back and go up the ramp, and someone else could be a zarekit. Now, can that kohen create a row and just pass it without actually walking? Will that consider halacha or no? Somebody has to actually walk. So they learn from the mission here, the fact that you have a whole row, you're passing along the row, you do not need halacha beregel, you don't have to walk, it's enough to just pass the kli along the way. Gemara says, not necessarily true. Dilma, who nigh person. Maybe each kohen like moved, wiggled a little bit, so he accomplished a little bit of a licha, and then you would be yotze halicha beregel. There's not a raya here that you do not need halacha beregel. So what's the chiddush? V'rov am hadrash melech. So why do this whole thing? If you need halacha beregel, so just let the one kohen catch the kabbalah and walk all the way to the kohen, to the mizbech. Why have the line of tens of kohanim standing one next to the next? The idea is v'rov am hadrash melech. Says the Gemara now, kibal as hamale umach says harekam, the kohen would catch, he would hold on to the full one, and then only after he took the one full blood would he pass down the empty one the other direction. Why wasn't that order? About ibchalo, you can't do the opposite. You can't first be makabel the empty keli and then makabel the full keli, because misai le reish lakish damar reish lakish brizrika, sorry, bein lakish reish lakish ein mavrin al mitzvos. It's mavrin al mitzvos. So right now you're standing. On one hand, you have the opportunity to catch the mole, the kli of mole dam. And you have the other hand, you have the ability to catch, to hold on to the empty one. So the empty one, there's no mitzvah, just about bringing it back. But being mekabel, the full kli, that's part of a mikai, the mitzvah halacha, so therefore it's better to take the kli malidam than to take the kli of reikon. Okay. Should we go to the next page? Should we try to run for it?
Go for it.
Okay. Kohen HaKarov Eitz on his back. So the Kohen who's next on his back should do the Zrika. Oh, this is where the Gemara, I forgot, the Gemara was talking about this before. Okay. Man Tana Pesach Bezrika. Who's the one who holds that Pesach is done through a Zrika, through throwing the blood on his back? Amr Reb Chista Reb Yosef Glili. He Detan Reb Yosef Glili. Omer Es Damom Tizrok Al Mizbeach. The blood, its blood you should sprinkle on his back. Ves Chelbam Takdir. And the fats you should sprinkle as well. Now this is not talking about Karim Pesach. This is a reference to, I think, Bechor, right? Rashi says, two lines up, Damo lo nemar b'bechor k'sivach b'chor shor, referring to Bechor, you sprinkle the blood. So Gemara is medayik. Rabbi Yossi Glili, rather, is medayik. Damo lo nemar, doesn't say Damo, the dam of the Bechor in the singular. Ela damam, it's there, at their blood. Who's there? It's talking about Bechor singular. Chelvo lo nemar, ela chelbam, their fats. So what's it coming to include? Limeid al Bechor, u meiser behema, u pesach, Shehein tunim matan damim veimurim legabim mizbeach. That they also require sprinkling a zrika, just like a bechor requires a zrika. Right, Rashi points out it says zrika in the context of bechor, so therefore we apply that as well to ma'aser behema and to Pesach. So minola and detaun and yisod. How do you know you need to sprinkle it on the place where there's yisod, where that thing sticks out in the bottom of the mizbeach, on half of the mizbeach? I'm a Rabbi Elazar, the Asya Zrika, Zrika, Me'ola. There's a Gzeir Shava. It says Zrika by Ola, it says Zrika by Pesach, so we have a by Bechor rather, so we have a Gzeir, Pesach, so we have a Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hacha is Damam Tizrok, Almazbech. It says sprinkle of blood by Bechor rather. It says Zrika by Bechor, and we extend that to Pesach. And at Ksiv Hasim, it's written there, the Zarku Bnei Aaron Akonim is Damo Almazbech Saviv, Togman Ola. Ma ola tauna yisod, af pesach nami tauna yisod. Just like an ola requires the yisod, so too the pesach requires yisod. V'ola gufa midola. How do you know an ola? It just says saviv. It doesn't say yisod in the context of ola. How do you know an ola requires this yisod? Amakra el yisod amizbech o ha ola. Alma ola tauna yisod. So there we have it.
Okay. I don't understand it. When you're talking about 50 people for this.